Hello, good evening, and welcome, everyone. Today is March 29th, Friday, and the year is 2014. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. It's always a wonderful show, but I feel Saturday is always very special because we get to have a visit to the Lightship. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow is the last of the March 8-hour calls, where you are invited to participate in 8 hours of healing from Creation Lightship. So if you would like to participate with that, you still can by going to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So welcome, everyone. I am very excited about our show tonight. Ron has a lot to share. I'm going to leave that to him, though. And in the meantime, before I bring Ron on, you can all go to creationlightship.com and bring up the picture of the beautiful light being. Make it as large as you can on your screen, and Ron will clear out some stuff from us first and then activate that light being with some peace energy for us to enjoy during this whole show. So I am really looking forward to tonight's show, and I thank you all for being here. And hello, Ron.
Hi. So here we go, everybody. Let's get rid of some of your stuff. Call it something else, but stuff is a good word. Everybody knows what stuff is. So anyway, here we go. Think of an issue that you may have or had that's causing you situations or problems, and maybe you keep mind looping on it or dwelling on it. Let's just release it. So here we go. Think of that one particular issue. Release that from you. It's not going to solve all of your problems, but if you're being tormented by one particular event, and this will help you out. So here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do a second one in case there's another one lurking there. And here we go, another one being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If you'd like to bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, here we go. Can energize that. We'll bring in the males tonight. So here they come, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's, I'll talk about the Earth Spirit here. A while back, we had a, take the Earth Spirit away. I don't know what it was down to, 13% or something like that. It was maybe even less or slightly more. It was pretty awful because the dark side captured it only because people are doing their spiritual practices. And, naturally that's how the aliens come in. Also, governments opening up vortexes and doing weird things to allow the aliens to come in also. So basically that's the gist of it. And the Earth Spirit, we found part of it. And then we had to actually destroy what we couldn't find. And then we brought it in maybe 2 months ago, approximately 3 months ago. It's 100% total energy. But somehow it just couldn't hold its energy to be able to counteract the aliens and the different people doing their spiritual practices, etc. So when it hit 70%, I go, well, that's not good. So we got to pull it out of here. And so we've been working on that probably maybe the last week. But for myself, working a little more consciously, yesterday and last night, throughout the day, getting rid of energy so that it can be released from here. We're going to bring in the spirit before it now, which was here 1.4 million years ago. The reason why we're taking the spirit away, the Earth Spirit now, is a male spirit, okay? The one that was before this is female. So, don't know why, but that's what it is. So, the one now just can't hold spiritual integrity enough to combat the aliens because it's not, it's probably in too much peace energy. And because the energy of the planet resonates to it, it can be overtaken very easily. Let's just put it that way. The other spirit will have a different blueprint, a different frequency, and the aliens more than likely will not be able to harm it. I've been working with that spirit for about 6 months now. Maybe it was already in the works. Now we're just knowing about it. So what we're going to do is release the Earth spirit here, and we'll probably maybe have to terminate what we can't find out in the darkness. Remember, the dark side steals spirits, parts of yours and also the Earth spirit. So that'll be ongoing, you know, in the future. I wouldn't worry about that too much. So what we're going to do is I'll just release the Earth spirit 10% at a time here. It'll go into quarantine, and it'll be having all the negative energies, the alien stuff, and whatever is there released, and then from there it'll be back into wholeness. That's kind of the way it is. It's, you know, just one of those processes that happens. Much like when somebody else dies, they go into quarantine too, if they know about the light ship. So here we go. Had their barcodes off of them. So we're going to take away 10%. And we'll take calls after this here if you want to call in. Maybe you could describe maybe how you felt. So I'll just kind of take notes here. Your body will probably feel some of the energy changing in it, I'm guessing. So here we go. So 10% being released, 20%, 30%. 40%, I'm starting to yawn here. There's a lot of negative attachments connected to it. Okay, so that was, I think, 40, 50%, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100. So I'm feeling cold right now, like a little breeze is blowing. That's what my sensation is. Might be different, but that's what I'm sensing. Now we're bringing the other spirit that will be here, and it will resonate with you, so it may be a different feeling. As the elements of the earth back then was a lot different than what they are now, but it's still the same elements, maybe not contaminated. So here we go, bringing in the newer spirit. So 10%, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100. Okie doke. So, I guess that's it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. I was looking forward to our show all day today. I feel like this is a wonderful honor that we got to sort of share in the actual happening of this energy. And I woke up this morning and felt really wonderful. You know, I don't want to talk about myself too much, but I thought, is it the change already of the Earth spirit? And sure enough, in CLS questions, and I should let everyone know, of course, you're welcome to call in, but you can also send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We have a couple of people commenting about the Earth spirit ahead of you doing that. Now, let me just find those again, but basically we had several people calling in and saying that they already were feeling the energy also, so I guess I wasn't crazy, right, Ron?
That's correct,
Okay. Someone said, thank you very much for letting us know you will bring the last Earth spirit here. His energy is magical. Everyone who is hoping for goodwill finally have hope. Blessings. And thank you so much, listener. That's someone who I know participates with us on the shows a lot, and we appreciate that. And I just want to say in a general way, I was really delighted to go into CLS questions this afternoon and see so many emails from people. So thank you all, because that helps make our shows so much better. So yes, several people. Oh, and here's another comment. It feels like a weight of something lifted. Very nice. So like a layer of something removed. That's a nice, very nice way to put it. Maybe that's also how I felt. I just felt that without me trying this morning, when I woke up, I was much more heart-centered and at peace. And where will the Earth spirit that was here, Ron, go now back to Creation Lightship?
It can't go to the light. because it has darkness, just like, you know, your spirit has darkness in it from the emotional body. So it's taken on all those negative energies of the planet, and that has to be purged out of it in quarantine. Your spirit will mimic what is being done here to this planet. So I guess the main concern that people are probably having is the radiation, you know. And, you see, that's probably the newest one that's came down the pike here. Who knows what else is out there, you know, then you have chemtrails, et cetera. But the radiation is probably maybe one of the more bigger things, so that your spirit has contamination from radiation. Who knows what else? So it can't go to light, as it needs to get released from that first. It gets imprinted upon its blueprint, let's put it that way.
So it'll go into quarantine?
And then from there, it will eventually, at some point, you know, be whole again.
Now, I forget the year you said last night, but last night you said that this Earth spirit that's coming in has been here before, many years ago.
4 million years ago.
I'm sorry, how many million?
1.4.
Wow, okay. And was there minimal to no alien infiltration of Earth at that time?
I don't think there was, like, humans here, and there probably was not that much mind control. But as I look at it, it seems pretty uncorrupted. So, you know, it's more pristine. So, like I said, the one that's here now, you know, the older one is going to have a whole different resonance, because it's going to be more in wholeness what it used to be a long time ago. If you're listening new to this program, every 2,000 years, tension happens, the universe of light is turned off. And if the spirit, like the Earth spirit here, or other, say, planet spirits, just keeping it very simple, if they choose to materialize the planet again, then they can do so. If not, it won't exist. So that's one way to look at ascension, is that, you know, if the Earth spirit, for instance, said, well, yeah, after ascension, you know, this is not going to exist any longer, which is what was actually going to happen. It could happen, I don't know, but the Earth spirit was not going to come back here after ascension. This planet would not exist in the planet of light. So, that's why ascension is so important this time around. It's been here for a long time, and it had to come back here the last 2,000 years, take on more trauma because the people weren't awakened. And tell you if people are even better off now than what they were back then, but they weren't doing that much, you know, in many spiritual practices, like what they're doing now, bringing in. Oh, that's why it would not be materialized.
So are we going to notice and sense and feel a really amped up connection to nature, and like that nature will actually feel more beautiful and more powerful?
I would think nature would be, I would say that would probably be correct. People, it's hard to say how they're going to respond. Probably feel having more energy in your body, okay, more vitality, I would think, as it's energizing the blueprint, doesn't have any contaminations to it like the other spirit had. So you're actually getting a older blueprint of the planet, and a lot of that energy that was brought here by the aliens, that was also created in the last 2,000 years, you know, as they poured their way through and corrupted the planet here, those energies won't even be recognized by the newer spirits. So I would assume that they would probably die off, I won't say being taken away, but there's no food, we'll say, for the aliens to live off of the older Earth spirit because it's completely a different resonant frequency. Well, it'll be interesting to see how people feel. But I would think you'd probably feel a little calmer, maybe more solid, because the elements of your body, your spirit's energizing, probably have never been energized. Have a whole new energized blueprint, and what got energized or is getting energized has probably been dormant in you. The other Earth spirit didn't know that it was probably corrupted. Just energizes what it has. One which is older will be able to bring forth more of the element elements in you to get energized, if that makes any sense. So that's you, Ann.
Can we hope to feel a little safer, Ron, from attack and infiltration because of this new power that we'll be connected to, or does that remain to be seen?
I'd love to see how that works out. I would hope to think that that would be correct.
Good.
Well, we're still, the timeline that the new Earth spirit's energizing is a completely, probably different, unique timeline. We'll just see what happens. You know, we're going to know more in a week what's going on. If anybody wants to comment or send information to CLS questions, how they felt each day, you know, if you want to keep a little log going, you know, that would be great because it's a mission here.
Okay, someone on the fast chat is saying, it's exciting within my body. So I would say that person is feeling really good, so that's wonderful. And person has a question, will people and clones start leaving the planet? Will people and clones start leaving the planet and leave creation lightship people alone?
I don't know.
Right.
I just don't know. Like I said, the energy that's here now, we'll just say it takes a little bit of time to really integrate it. Right now it feels good to me, like it's here. So if the aliens were used to using Earth energy had somehow infiltrated different energies, make up our bodies, and also energies on their own timelines, it might be completely different for them. They may be very confused as what they had put in place not even will probably never exist again, so they may have to scramble to figure out how to connect. It's much like keywords, okay? Kind of look at it like keywords. If you take out different letters or vowels or even letters out of your name, resonate to it any longer. I see when I do that in front of people and they out loud, and then I take away the vowels, and again, they look kind of puzzled what to think of that because not that person any longer. Well, that's sort of similar to what's going on right now. I don't think the aliens are going to be able to come up against the older Earth spirit, try to take it over, because it's so powerful compared to the one that we had. So it may not sound exactly right, but that's how I'm looking at it. I have more success working with the older one 6 months than the one that was normally here.
Well, last night you did indicate that you thought that this new Earth spirit coming in would be stronger against the aliens, you know, and kind of more aware of them and not as shocked as this last Earth spirit that came in was almost too meek and too full of light to fight.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So this feels good to me because I think, you know, we need a little fight, right?
Yeah. Somebody wants to call in and maybe describe what you had experienced, because I'm sure it's getting better for you. any more of that presence as every minute goes by here. Remember, your body has to readjust. Well, your body may wonder what's going on a little bit here, integrates this new energy.
Well, it's interesting. One listener did say she was feeling it already in her body, so that's great. Another listener, who is also someone I know is a longtime listener, said, "Today I felt so uplifted."
Yeah, it did feel good today. A lot of peace. Somebody maybe asked, I think, is what happened like a coincidence for the earthquakes in L.A.? And they says, "I don't know what to say on that. I just don't know yet." A lot of battles with octopus energy, so it's very possible that there's fighting underground going on, makes ramification of what's happening.
Okay, we have a couple of more comments. Very exciting. Someone said, "Goodbye, aliens." Now, and someone saying, "Are dark side aliens now gone?" Well, we hope that they will be, right, Ron? But they wouldn't be, like, gone instantly.
I never know. I don't know yet. Okay. That's why I want to see what happens here.
Well, I guess I should be more positive than that. Maybe they're all gone in this past 10 minutes. So.
what you could do if anybody was under attack and felt their consciousness changing, you know, how do you feel now? You know, do you feel better, stronger, you know? Like your body can relax more. Normally when you're under attack, your body's always on guard. So if you feel much more relaxed, then aliens aren't going to stop. You know, so more than likely, you know, they could try to find a way to get in. But, you know, if you are feeling more relaxed right now, then more than likely that would be the case.
Well, and I think we have a caller, but just quickly I want to say one person commented, "I feel safer," and another said, "I feel very calm." So thank you, listeners, for giving Ron that feedback. And I believe we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is Andrea from Washington State.
Thank you for calling in. Go right ahead. You're on the air, and
Hello,
go ahead and speak to Ron.
Okay. Hi, Ron. I've been sneezing before you started crashing. Were you time crashing the old spirit as you did the 10% down to 70 and then to 90 and 100%?
I was releasing that out of here. And of what it was here, I was taking that away. So at the very end, it was gone completely.
Okay. I was wondering if the collective consciousness would be effective. The planet has a collective consciousness that it operates on a certain level of frequency of vibration. Do you see that shifting or crashing?
Well, the collective consciousness is the alien agenda. So that's the mind control, mass mind and everything else. Remember, the light only works in the present moment. There's no history in light.
Right.
There's no past or, you know, future. Everything's in the moment. So collective consciousness, like much like your DNA, restores things from the past that you normally activate to bring forward into present moment. Then it works into your future. And normally that's fear and anxieties. Well, the collective consciousness is all the parallel lives, the timelines, people channeling information, all that stuff is in that collective consciousness, which is darkness. It's all darkness outside of yourself.
Right. And
it could change. Very possibly maybe some channelers are on a channel right now, and they may say, geez, where'd all my information go? Well, maybe because the timeline is so much stronger in the now that it doesn't allow people to go outside of that. I don't know. It'll be something to find out.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just heard recently that science says that the Rh negative blood line, blood type, cannot be cloned. It can't be replicated. It can't be cloned.
I don't know anything about that, so I have no clue.
Okay. All right, I've been feeling a little change to this day too, and I was feeling calmer and more loving and more present. But tonight I'm feeling kind of almost dizzy, like some relief from my mind, some energy from my mind, and it has a dizzy to it. So
well,
I'm very
if you were listening to a lot of channelers and stuff, and you were connected to the darkness through the channelings and information that was brought forth by them, then very possibly as you got disconnected from that, your body could have that type of reaction or may not feel, it's just going through changes. You're going to feel different. So I would see how you feel tomorrow.
Actually, I don't listen to any of that. My frequency is about just choosing my vibration. And
your vibration is your spirit.
It's more like,
Your vibration is your spirit. Your vibration never changes. That's a dark side agenda to have you change. Spirit frequency never changes.
Oh.
So all that stuff that people talk about.
But what about the law of attraction then? What about the law of attraction then?
Law of attraction, is that what you said?
Yeah.
The law of attraction is the dark side energies where somebody wins and other people lose. That's all mind energy. Anything that you think of is mind energy. That's all darkness. What you want to heart center.
These are wonderful questions, caller. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. I do feel that we have somebody else waiting online. But I love that you asked all of those questions because it clears so many things up, and so many people believe in, I'll do the law of attraction. I believe there's only one of us here. We're all one consciousness. And so you're really bringing out some wonderful points for Ron to illuminate for us. So I thank you for that.
Thank you. This is your opportunity.
Also, I'd love to hear, how you feel, after a few days or a week goes by, and maybe you could call in again.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Okay.
This has been a great honor for me. I appreciate being included in this momentous occasion.
Thank you so much for calling in. Take care now. And I believe we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello, I'm Rhonda Nam. This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's been such an exciting day because I was driving up the hill and all of a sudden I felt this energy and I recognized it from that 14-hour fit we had in January. It was so exciting to feel that energy again. And it's really, I feel it. I feel very excited, but calm. And I'm really excited to see how I'll feel in a week.
Great. I feel that as well, Nikki. And, that's wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. If I have a question that's a little bit different, is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to keep it on the earth spirit?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to ask about the emotional clearing. And I'm asking what happens to the emotions, because we're supposed to have emotions. So what gets cleared out, our whole collection of them?
Yeah, when you do an emotional clearing, the whole lifetime emotional clearing, it takes away the judgments that you have that's collected inside and stored in your emotional body. So you want to be at peace, and emotions take you away from peace. And the emotions are with you because you activated your DNA of judgment from your past ancestors and also
your past life of being here in this lifetime. So what gets replaced is the situation of the drama, trauma, the action to it. Still can see what happened, but the piece gets put into its place. So you may see something, let's just say that, I guess a real bad thing would be to watch maybe the TV and see a fire of a building or something. Had a couple times in New York and San Francisco last month on here, the internet, you know.
Right.
And so right away, you know, that taps you into the emotion of, oh, what happened inside of the building? Did anybody die or animals die, you know, or whatever? And so that brings you into that emotion. Now, after you clear that, at a whole lifetime clearing, or you just clear that one emotion of that situation, you're going to see it, but you're not going to be reacting to it any way whatsoever. It'll just be at peace when you watch that happening. That's what happens when you have the emotional clearing. You're put in neutral and in peace.
So do all the timelines that you lived on when you were a child, do they get, do they, the emotions that get cleared out, or do you still have to timeline crash those years that terrified
you
as a child?
All that energy is typically released, at least 90% of it, I would think. And so if you happen to, and so you're taken off of that timeline automatically, you still could be experiencing hundreds of timelines of that event, but the one that you're looking at, connecting to here, is released because it's coming out of your body. And you can still be out there in the mental plane on those timelines. Dealing with
okay.
here is
so
released
what
from
I'm-
you.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Do you restate that, Ann?
Well, yeah, I guess Ron was saying you do clear everything from your childhood and your past when you do the emotional body clearing, but if you bring it back, like you're all sitting around the fire telling stories, remember the time? And that's really your mental energy. You can bring it back to you. So the emotional body clearing, as all the clearings do, put you in the moment and clear out your past. But unfortunately, we're all in the habit of telling stories and bringing up our past.
Yeah, and you still could be on timelines unknown to you, even though you did the clearing. So you could feel peaceful, but still be on timelines. And you could have some residual from that happening to you coming in, but you may not really experience that much because there's nothing for those timelines out there to grab onto you. So you know, if you didn't have the emotional clearing, then you're running this timeline of that situation and all the other ones. Clear the emotions of that particular timeline, that incident. Now there's no way for those other lifetimes of yours out there that's out in the beyond, that's still living, can't connect to you because you're not bringing it forward. Now, one of your friends, again, was saying, says, oh, remember when that happened? You know, this, that, you did this to me? All of a sudden, that's going to activate the DNA in you of that situation, maybe all over again, because they're bringing their mental energy to you and bringing that blueprint to you of that situation. And so all of a sudden now, you're gonna bring that forward. It'll come forward to you. And then all those timelines that you thought you were not living or had that experience can come flying back into you all over again just by somebody communicating something to you. That's why I say if you do the emotional clearing and, you know, maybe a fear clearing, a mental clearing, and you take off and you go, man, I'm going out into the hills. Turn off your radio, your TV, and just live with nature, and don't talk with anybody. And instantly, you're going to be in peace probably throughout your whole life. The people around you are going to bring you into those timelines and past experiences, even if you have cleared it. It may not be as strong, but if they bring it in and they tag you with it and they dump their load on you,
and everything else, and that activates you, then you can run that particular thing all over again. That's why you want to have the unlimited emotional clearing, to go back in there and say, yeah, so I started complaining about something, I had it cleared, and she brought me back into it, and just clear it. Well, it takes you about a minute, and then you're in neutral again.
Oh, great. Well, I'm asking this because I've become aware of how scared I was as a child, and I've been timeline crashing. I thought I might have timeline crashing as well as do the emotional clearing. That's sort of where
I'd probably do a fear clearing.
Where I'm coming.
Yeah, maybe do a fear and
okay,
something like that. Yeah.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for calling tonight. I don't want to forget because I'm so engrossed in all of our wonderful conversations tonight, but it is Saturday night, so in a little while, Ron is going to bring us all up to the light ship. Is there anything else you want to say real quick before we move on?
It's not real quick, so I'm going to save it.
Okay.
Thank you
very
much.
Well, send us an email or call in again on Monday or Wednesday or whenever you can, and we do love hearing from you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nikki.
And thank you for the new Earth Spirit. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to do one more thing for the Earth Spirit here. If you remember, if you've been listening for a while or have done clearings, you know that you need to do the magnetic twisted body clearing. It integrated with everything. Oh, we're going to do that for the Earth Spirit right now. Here we go. So I'll just count to 100, and we'll get as much done as we can. At least we'll get it started. Oh, here we go. So 1, 2, you might feel your body change here as the Earth Spirit connects stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I think quite different here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That's the Earth Spirit connecting to the planet even stronger. Let's do the same thing for you. Be listening here. A twisted body, we'll just call it, to integrate you now with the new Earth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we'll see what kind of comments we get for a couple minutes here, then we'll go to the light ship, maybe in 5 minutes. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, from everyone, thank you very much. For me, that was very powerful. I felt like a swirling in my brain. That's the only way I could put it, like deep inside my head, something was swirling around and moving. And I tried to keep track with you. So, you know, in case you ask me, what's the next one, 80 or 100? And on the first go-around, I could hardly hold my pen to keep going. So I feel very peaceful and heart-centered, and I will try to continue to be a good co-host for the rest of the show. Okay, we have some comments on the fast chat. I can see clearer now. I feel like a little boy. Wow. My body is buzzing. I am on the verge of crying for joy. I'm breathing so much deeper and easier. Didn't realize I wasn't. Wow, I know that feeling. Someone else said, me too. Teary and shaking with joy. Feels blissful, and my kitty, Amy, is purring. So that's a lot of comments on the fast chat. So I guess we can agree, Ron, that everyone feels this and is feeling wonderful.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, this only works live for the people listening that are on the program, listening live on Nation Tonight, Nation 2, and the date is 3/29/14. So if you're the program and it's an archive, then just feel the peace energy. You will not be going to the light ship. So go there tonight, everybody. You just want to pick one particular healing, a physical healing that you are requesting. We'll go into different various rooms, and I'll have Ann bring forth the rooms that people want to request, maybe half a dozen of them, and that we'll go to those rooms. So this is for healing, and here we go. If your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, coming up. Go, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the, I'm seeing really bright yellow flowers. They're like fluorescent, very bright. We're going into the flower room and request healing. And here comes the energy for you to experience. I located instantly to the light ship and you're still here, so you have that sensation and be able to possibly see things, feel things, even though you're still sitting in your chair or laying down. So here we go. Hello, flower energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring in the energy of the giraffes here. Oh, here we go, giraffe energy. The giraffes, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's with you now. And we have tadpoles and frogs. Those are very nice. Here we go. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the twin flame room, I don't know what to say on that one. I don't think I can do that tonight. So it's not a room that is there. I can bring you into the room where you're created. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this is your spirit complete. Go to the light ship. You're automatically in that state anyway in order to have the healings work for you. And you can't just bring up what you have here because it wouldn't be enough to facilitate a complete healing with your body, with your limited spirit energy that you have here. Light ship, you're healed completely. Your physical blueprint is recreated along with your spirit. Get bilocated continuously, and we'll see what happens. It depends what body is corrupted down here that's preventing your healing from staying in place and working. Remember, if you don't have a healing, it's because your bodies are bringing forth the past residue, the past stuff, that caused your problem to begin with, because it's not you didn't clear them away. So here we go. Next room is just like a bunny room, so we have some rabbits. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to a room that has the rainforest energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room that has the quartz crystal energies. These are like crystal points. There's lots of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And remember, each room requests your healing. We've got bumblebees, so that's great. Go into the bumblebee room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll probably have two more requests here. Let's go into the room that has the turtles. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Going to another location. We'll go into the room that has the rainbow waterfall. So here it comes. All different colors of water coming around you and through you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who may have pain in your body, we'll go into the floating magnet room. We'll be going to that tomorrow quite a bit, I believe. We'll see what happens. So here we go. Floating magnets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So we're going to be now coming back from the light ship. Our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us right now. Back down, and I'll count to 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, all I can do is say thanks again from everybody. That felt really wonderful. And I'm going to go back into the fast chat now and see if we have any other comments about how people are feeling. Well, maybe you could talk a little bit about the twin flame, Ron, and why we can't really just sort of randomly connect to our twin flame, and you know how important a connection that is, but that we can't really do that on our own or do it in a light way on a radio show.
Well, your twin flame energy is almost always somewhere else. There's only a few that I've had so far that twin flame was on this planet. I'd say maybe, I'd say probably 4 people possibly have had their twin flame actually here. At the most, maybe a half a dozen. So everything else is external in the land of light. But your twin flame come to you energetically when I connect you to it, but it's not going to stay very long because of the darkness that's here on this planet. You don't want to have it get stuck here either. That would be an awful thing to have your twin flame get stuck here. So that's why we don't connect people to it, because you have a lot of darkness in you, have not done clearings to get rid of the darkness, then when flame came into you, then it would be probably stuck here. That would be a disaster. So, remember, you don't want to be here either, you know, and it doesn't, you know, just think if you did that and it could not leave on Hotel California for both of you, that would be awful. So, that's the reason. Your twin flame is your other half. When you're created, you got split in half. And ideally, both of you went to light. Oh, whatever happened here, let's say the bus ticket got rearranged and you got the wrong bus and you got sent here and you couldn't get away from here. And it is. How or why makes no difference. You're here. From there, you have to put up with the darkness energies of past lives and DNA. The light, in the light, there's no DNA. It's a spiritual blueprint that makes up a body. It doesn't hang on to anything that body's experienced because there's no judgment. Here we have judgment, and the judgment's stored in your DNA. So the dark side aliens out there did a really, I don't know how they could have done it any better than what they did. all of their stuff that I've seen. I mean, really, and this thing out, you know, wonderfully for them. Especially all the timelines. Aiding you to get more energy off of you. So, anyway, that's the way you can't go to your twin flame energy. From there, let's see. At the time, yeah, time is getting close to the end of the show here. We have the 8-hour call tomorrow, 8 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. Working with you in quarantine, taking out the alien critters. Haven't, if you're curious about what that's about, then just go to the alien attack page. That for a week and start working with the parasitic life forms. That's what we're taking out on the call, getting rid of stuff out of you that's poisoning you. Both of those energies are choosing you to live inside of you. So whatever reason they like you, they're there. Here, they're almost impossible to get rid of.
I would think we're going to feel the clearings that we do now, you know, especially the next few days, just feel them much more powerfully and feel much more powerful.
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
Maybe a whole different call tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. I'm in the moment, so I can't really tell you that we're going to be doing this, that, or the other, you know, because I don't know how it's going to look. There's nothing that's choreographed or, you know, put down as far as what we have to do. So we just did the Earth Spirits, and I knew about that for probably about a month that this one had to leave. One, but that's why we put it together to have people experience it, you know, on the BBS program here.
Would you say, Ron, that this New Earth Spirit has more of the potential to be able to really fix our weather and that kind of things that things have gone wrong on this planet?
I don't know.
Don't know yet. Okay.
I don't know. So I would like to think that would be the case, but I just can't. I don't know yet.
Great. Well, that's okay. We'll be listening to find out.
Okay, everybody, so blessings. We'll do the Mind a Heart Drop for everybody. And remember, this you can do yourself whenever you choose to. It takes 15 minutes to hear it and being off of the alien timeline that you're living. You're in the now at that point, but you're not in source energy, but you're close to it as you're ever going to get with your spirit. So here we go. You have to command your spirit to take your thoughts from your head, go to your heart with those. Always count from 10 to 1 backwards. Do it probably 4 times here. Or centered. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Ann, and thank you, callers. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, everyone. Bye.